Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Rajcik. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dan Briggs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dickie Knowles. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dickie Knowles. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morales. Foster reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills takes first base on ball four. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morales. Rajcik reaches second base with a double. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Baylor steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ratajczak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ratajczak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive towards third. Sandberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire takes first base on ball 4. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 1 in the game. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wills moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. Bauer moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer scores. Buckner moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire throws to second for one, and Baylor throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Buckner scores. Morales moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 0-for-1 in the game. Knowles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gardenhire fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rajcik hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs throws the ball into Wills, who tags Brooks, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Craig Swan. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardenhire moves to third. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. Gardenhire scores. One out. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Bill Campbell now pitching. Steve Henderson now playing left field. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Pulleo now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg is hit by the pitch. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulleo fires to first and picks off Sandberg. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wills hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Wills reaches second base with a double. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman strikes out. One out. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ratajczak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Rajcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Charlie Pulio. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.